every angel in the room, and of course, thank you so much, Bahut Shukriya, Suresh Didi. It's amazing to witness your journey from the years 50s to today, in working in Bab Dada, then of course Manohar Dadi, and now Didi, and you to join the crowd of the angels. You can attend to them. So good evening again, dear sisters and brothers from all over the world, or almost, as it was mentioned. So of course, come all of you, but perhaps with a focus on the first time. Must include Gyan, must include powerful drishtis, must include, so there will be also a short cultural program. To start with, if you could connect with an angel close to you, can speak, you can say language or common language, just give a few seconds, connect with the nearest angel, change drishti for a few seconds. Loving drishti, golden age drishti, angelic drishti. Acha. And now you exchanged angel to you your very best experience, the angelic regions, whatever. 1 minute each, you just give what was experienced and there with the nearest angel to you. You have 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Okay. Don't hesitate to walk, reach the nearest. I know with the languages might not be that easy, but share your experience. If words are not enough, just the language. It was, and I'm sure that this exchange was memories. And now, other golden memories. We have a video dedicated to our dear about limitless, limitless love. Om Shanti.
Living with the souls of the world are crying out their hopes for finding love. Like Chetrek birds, we absorb as much excellence as we can. Filling ourselves with limitless love. to know has finished to be with the one and to become. He awakens our spiritual DNA of living with limitless love.
Om Shanti. Thank you so much for this, for those who have compiled all these beautiful images. And of course, for a welcome program, now we will have some art. And just an announcement, are there any angels here who reside in Pandav Bhavan? Can they show their hands? Okay, a few. No need to rush at 7:30. Baba has arranged everything whenever the program finishes, but of course it will not finish too late, but you will be able to go to Pandav Bhavan, so no need to rush. And to start with, we have a song in Hindi, performed by Devendra Bhai from Gyan Sarovar itself. He has a very unique speciality. He used to be in the roti department, and now he's in the sound department, and he's going to perform a song in Hindi. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Welcome to all. Welcome song in Hindi for all of you.
Subh swagatam, sat swagatam, shubh swagatam, sat swagatam, shubh swagatam, sat swagatam, shubh swagatam, sat swagatam. आज तो अपने हर्ष का मिलता कहीं न अंत है, आज तो अपने हर्ष का मिलता कहीं न अंत है, आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है, आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है, शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम सजता मूरत से अंबर जैसे तारों से ज्ञान सरोवर सजा हुआ है परम पिता के प्यारों से मंदिर सजता मूरत से और अंबर जैसे तारों से ज्ञान सरोवर सजा हुआ है परम पिता के प्यारों से स्वागत और सत्कार का मौसम हो स्वागत और सत्कार का मौसम महका चिर बसंत है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम दीप जले विश्वासों में हिले मिले सुमन सफलता के खिले साथ हमारे आप चले आशाओं के दीप जले विश्वासों के हिले मिले सुमन सफलता के किले साथ हमारे आप चले नया नहीं ये बहुत पुराना नया नहीं ये बहुत पुराना अपनों का संबंध है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम स्वर्णिम युग धरती पे सजाना हम सबका संकल्प है राजयोग से ही होना अब जग का कायाकल्प है स्वर्णिम युग धरती पे सजाना हम सबका संकल्प है राजयोग से ही होना अब जग का कायाकल्प है तभी तो परिवर्तन का नारा तभी तो परिवर्तन का नारा हमने किया बुलंद है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है आज तो अपने हर्ष का मिलता कहीं न अंत है आगमन से आपके आनंद ही आनंद है शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम शुभ स्वागतम सत स्वागतम सत स्वागतम सत स्वागतम ओम शांति
बहुत शुक्रिया देवेंद्र भाई सो I trust you have all understood that this is a welcome song, Swagatam. And now, incredible but true, but we have two angelic sisters representing three nationalities. So you would say, how is this possible? Two sisters, two souls representing two nationalities. Three nationalities. Well, one is Laetitia Ben from France, and the other is Kyoko Ben from Japan, but living in the USA. So they represent three nationalities, and they are going to play a beautiful duet named in flute, with a flute, named, maybe for the duet's name, Laetitia, you can tell it better than me.
Guacatsmol.
Guacatsmol. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was really angelic. Now, a third item. I suppose that one of the French brothers that whom I see here, or perhaps Louis from Switzerland, will come on the stage, because I'm told that there is a song to be sung, but in Latin. And so, Olivier, is this you, or Joachim? Louis? No? Well, in this case, I will have to perform myself as an instrument, so I apologize for that. I think there was supposed to be another French brother. Anyway, you heard the praise of Baba in today's Sakarmoli. He's the highest on high, he's the highest tower, Babaka Mahima. And so this song in Latin, so of course you will not understand the words, but it's very much aligned with this praise. Just a few lines. So let us picture ourselves in a big, big cathedral or a big church. Baba rex admirabilis et triumphator nobilis. Dulce do ineffabilis totus desiderabilis totus desiderabilis. Nec lingua potes dicere nec litera exprimere, experto potes credere, quid sit babam diligere, quid sit babam diligere. Baba dulce do cordium, fons vivens, lumens mentium, excedens omne godium et omne desiderium et omne desiderium. Amen and Om Shanti. And now, yes, am I told, yes, that there is, yes, no cultural program in Baba's house can happen without a dance. And Bhavesh Bhai from Leicester is here to embody Krishna, I suppose. So the stage is for you.
So this is improvised dancing, an angelic dance, but also at the same time it's very much linked to the theme today of opening the heart. So I'd like to invite you all, it's more of an interactive angelic dance, so I'd like to invite you all to stand up and simply just copy as I do. So if you could all stand up, please.
Thank you.
So beautiful. We are already in Satyug. So now I would like to invite Shilu Didi, Sudesh Didi as well, sorry, on the stage for some sharing. Then we will invite after that the first timers, then everyone will get some tolis and blessings. But first of all, our beloved seniors, please. And an announcement for the bus to Pandabhavan. In fact, there is a time limit, which is 7:45. So it would be nice if those who reside in Pandabhavan come first when the time is due to collect tolis, blessings, and drishtis, because bus will leave at 7:45. Sorry, my mistake. Om Shanti. Sudesh Ben, would you like to share a few words? You have already shared so much, but just perhaps, especially for the first timers? Yes. Would you like to share a few words for the first timers? Yes, especially.
Om Shanti. Baba, always love. Even the Laukik parents also love the youngest child. Here new means in godly age it's young, but maybe perhaps not young, and because you are the ones you were before and you have come again. So in reality you are not first timers. Yes, as I shared with you before, that Baba trained us to remember the fortune of the Kalpa ago. And so your fortune, your love, and your aim to meet Baba and the family. So definitely you have come to receive not only the love and power from Baba, but from the family, unlimited family, is the time of meeting the unlimited family, and also awakening your love for yourself. This aspect I don't share before when I was conducting class. Most important thing is that we learn to love ourselves. That makes us unlimited. And what is the meaning of love ourselves? Love means protection, love means progress, love means care, love means share, love means accept what is being offered with respect. And so Baba has given open many doors here. You have come in Gyan Sarovar, Man Sarovar, where change takes place magically. And so certainly take the benefit from very lucky to come to Baba, from Baba's meeting, from family's meeting, and regular classes that are being conducted. But most important is personal time with Baba. While whatever you are doing, it is personal meeting and sharing your pure love, accepting and experiencing the unlimited love. Loved ones and will remain. With love is also respect. So we develop, not first time, many times have developed, and as I mentioned, three mantra of hum, so hum. We were that divine beings, and we are this wonderful family with Baba and the unlimited family. And we are, it is our destined to become what Baba wants us, and becoming a hero and heroines. Welcome, Om Shanti.
Shilu Didi, welcome for the first timers and everyone also, please.
Om Shanti. All of you say Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Daddy Janki used to say three times Om Shanti, and then say, who am I? Whom do I belong to? And what do I have to do? So these are the three things we all have to remember. So welcome to Madhuban. Welcome to Gyan Sarovar. Welcome to your unlimited home. Welcome to this divine family. Whether you are first time in this kalpa or have come many times before, but it is welcome for all. I don't know how many are first timers. Raise your hand, first timers. How many first timers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's all. So even if you say you are first timers, but Baba will say you are not first timers because you have come in every kalpa, haven't you? Those who raised your hand, are you first time or have you come before? What will you say? Those who say, no, it's only first time, raise your hand. No? Yes? No, you have come many times in every kalpa. So of course, welcome. Baba welcomes his children with a big heart, with long arms, and says, come my children, come. Come to your unlimited home, your home. In every murli, Baba gives us so much love. We can say murli is like a love letter for the children. Baba writes a love letter to his children every day. Especially when Baba gives us so many titles. Baba says, you are world benefactors. You are holy swans. You are the royal sages. You are master almighty authorities. So many titles Baba gives us. And when we listen to these titles, we feel so intoxicated because Baba sees us with that consciousness. These are my long lost and now found children who had been separated from God for 5,000 years and have now come to meet the Father. So, first thing is Baba gives us love through the different titles he gives us. And then Baba tells, like in today's murli, Baba said you have to remember only two words, two alphabets, Alpha and Beta, that's all. So Alpha is Baba and Beta is the kingdom. So remember Baba and remember the kingdom. And when Baba says, remember the kingdom, it means that you have to remember that you have to claim a high status in that kingdom. Just coming into the kingdom is not a big thing. There will be millions of souls coming in that new world. But who will be me? What will I become? I have to become a world sovereign. I have to get a throne. And golden age throne is the highest throne of the world. I don't even want silver age throne, but golden age throne. I want to be like Lakshmi and Narayan. So Baba gives us such a beautiful aim. Children, you have to become the rulers of the world. And for that, Baba tells us what we have to do. He gives us Srimad. He gives us different teachings. Every murli has so many teachings, so many instructions, so much Srimad, and as much we follow all the directions of Baba or Srimad of Baba, accordingly to that we will get our status. So Baba says, if you want a good status, a high status, you have to study well. Because they say knowledge is wealth. So this is spiritual knowledge which gives us spiritual wealth. And then this spiritual wealth will then become that physical wealth in the future. And if you study well, then you will become a world sovereign. But if you fight and quarrel and just wander around and waste your time, you will not be able to get a high status. And this is why Baba tempts us to claim a high status, and that shows how much love he has for his children. But then when Baba sees that some of his children are not really very attentive, they are a little bit mischievous, little bit naughty, then Baba even warns them, children, if you won't study, then not only will you not claim a high status, but you will also be punished. So in that, when Baba says you will also be punished, in that also there is Baba's love. Baba doesn't like that his children should be punished. But if we won't pay attention to what Baba says, if we won't imbibe what Baba wants us to imbibe, wants us to inculcate, then definitely we will be punished. Because we have committed so many sins for past 63 births. And therefore Baba says, remember me and I will absolve all your sins. So only Baba's remembrance and the remembrance of that new world will we be able to win Baba's heart and thereby receive the unlimited kingdom. And first go to Baba's home, Paramdham, which is Baba said in today's Murli, the tower of silence. And then go to the new world, which is the tower of happiness. So let us experience that all the time, whilst walking, talking, eating, drinking, doing any action, alpha and beta, that's all. And this will be our love, the return of God's love to me and my return to Baba. Thank you. So welcome once again. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So now we are going to proceed to the final steps of this welcome ceremony. I would like to invite the first timers. They are so few, so they are so precious. Please come on the stage. First you will take Drishti from our senior sisters, then Drishti from your fellow angels. Please come on the stage, the first timers. You can come this way. Form a line. So just the five, it's like the five Pandavas, right? Your memorial is already created. Form a line and take Drishti before the, it is before the Tolis and the blessing. Take Drishti from the Didis. And then you can face your fellow angels and also take Drishti blessings from them.